Knives, machetes, saws, and shears, multi-tools, shovels, swords, axes, spears, hatchets, and tomahawks. If it cuts, snips, slices, or chops, Midway USA has it. Find great gift ideas in our huge selection of pocket knives and other everyday carry folding knives. Make a statement or create a family legacy with one of our top-of-the-line hunting knives. We've got a great selection of manual and electric sharpeners, too. For just about everything for the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
For all you coffee lovers out there, can't live without coffee. You know, you need your coffee and all it does for you. Now you can have coffee to the max. There's a company called Joe Knows. And if you don't know what that means, you're not drinking enough coffee. They make coffee everything, guys. Coffee-flavored sunscreen, coffee-flavored bug spray, toothpaste, coffee-scented sleeping bags, intense coffee filters even. I know it's crazy, coffee filters. Guys, you can get all this out. Go check it out at wakemeupbeforeyougogo.com. What's going on, B&B family? This is Derek, and with me today is the only man who cleans his ears with a mud-covered Q-tip thinking it still repels bugs away, Carl Mandrioli. What's going on, big man?
Hello, my friend. With me today is Derek Somerville. He's the guy that gets out of the tent and leaves the zipper open. He's that guy.
Oh, nobody. Original, first of all, and no, I don't think so.
It's not. We even said that one. That one actually applies to this show today, so there you go.
Ooh, okay.
That's a little clue.
I see where you're going with this. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I could do a different one. I could be, Derek is the guy who goes on backpacking trips every year, these July trips, but when he doesn't go, he's not asking about how it went.
I don't really care. I don't care. But today we do care. Today we're gonna talk about your...
I think you're forced to care based on the structure of this episode.
I have to interview you. We're going to talk about... We want to just do a little recap of your July trip that I couldn't make, unfortunately.
Right. That you didn't try to make, just to clarify.
Overall, just do a general overall 1 to 10 experience. Like, 10 being amazing. What was it?
It's tough because a lot of the trip is like who goes, right? And so we had a great group of five guys that went, but when you're not there and when a guy or two from our usual crew's not there, it definitely takes it down a notch. But it's overall, it still was a great trip. So I'll give it an 8.
8. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's fair. So,
and not because the trip was bad in any way, just because it was missing some folks.
And if I'm there, it's a 10. And the other guy who didn't go?
I think you're there, it's a 9.
Ooh.
You and the other guy there, 10. Yes.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah. So.
All right. So I was told before this episode you have some little stories to talk about, and you wanted me to kind of like, I essentially kind of guess at what happened on the trip, or ask you, you know, just kind of dig in and see. So I'm not gonna approach this the normal way. I'm not gonna be like, hey, how was your trip? Like, what happened on your trip? Like, you want to talk about your trip? We're not gonna do that. So I'm just gonna ask you some questions, and if I hit a nerve or if I hit a topic, then we'll go off of that. Okay.
Okay. So yeah, the way that I would say it, what you're saying is correct. I would just say that there's some takeaways, there's some fun stories from the trip. I've got 3 or 4 of them. You've got to dig them out of me. You got to get them out by asking good questions. You got to be the interviewer. You got to be the one that comes with the good questions.
3 or 4. Ooh, so
it depends on how it goes. We'll see how it
goes. There's flexibility. Okay.
There's some flexibility, but yeah. And just to clarify, so Derek and I have not had a conversation about the trip that took place last month. We've not talked about it at all. Like, I don't even think he knows where we went. Like, I don't think he knows. Let me ask you that question. Where do we go?
I don't care. We're going to find out today. It's more fun that way.
Are you mentally like, add that question to my list? Where did they go?
No, I know you told me. It's just, you know, I think I'm doing construction on the house, kids. I took my kids on a trip to Big Sur. I just probably just forgot.
All right, so, I would like to amend what I just said. From I don't think he knows where we went to, I know 100% now that he doesn't know where we went.
Exactly. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's dig in then. Let's talk about. I'm going to start in. Let's just start in some different veins here. Let's not go with the norm. Okay. Let's just start strong. Like, did anybody get lost on this trip?
We're talking about a backpacking trip now, and you really don't want to know where this was.
We'll get to where it was first. I want to know if anybody got lost on the trip, and then
your storytelling ability is top notch.
First of all, I'm not storytelling. I'm asking questions. There's no.
You're creating the timeline for how these things are going to get shared, though.
Do you want to get to the question?
What's the question?
Did anybody get lost on the trail? Was there any? Okay.
All right. So that's a good first question. So I do have a quick story.
He mocks me. Wait, you just mocked me and said it was a good first question.
I said it's a good question. Did I say it was a good first question?
You just said that. But you don't even know what you just said. People, this is what I have to deal with.
I'm distracted by the fact that you don't even want to know where it is. So
I forget where you went on the trip like months ago, you told me, and you forgot what you said 3 seconds ago. Keep going. This is good already.
I'm not making fun of your forgetfulness. I'm making fun of your lack of inquiry, your lack of ability.
Anybody get lost? Jeez. We talk about like rambling guests sometimes.
I'll cut this part
out.
I'll cut it out.
No, leave it. Right. No, leave it. All of it. It's great. Right.
Okay. So we had a scenario that I found to be interesting because we hit a trail junction and we're going around a mountain. Here's a little clue as far as where we went. We're going around a mountain. And so you're completing a circle. So we're turning left the whole time, basically. So the obvious way to go at the junction is left, correct?
Sure.
So we have a map and we have two different guys that are using the All Trails app. So guy number one gets to the junction and says, we go straight here. And I said, is that, junction, is that like a spur, like a little out and back? He's like, I don't know, but All Trails says go straight. And I said, well, are you sure it's updating, like that you're not, kind of lagging behind? He's like, yeah, it's good to go. And so I'm like, my spidey senses are tingling at this point, right? So then I say, can we look at the map? And so I ask a different guy, and we look at the map together. He's like, I think we go left here. I look at the map, I'm like, I think we go left here. So I won't tell you what the third guy said, but what are you thinking, boy. Derek, at this point? What do you want to do?
I guess part of me would just start walking left. Maybe I'm just going to go.
So you would go against the technology.
I mean, if we know the map, again, if we know the map and you know you're going to make a loop, I mean, is there, and I'm assuming you've looked at this map like ahead of time and you kind of know, okay.
No, I have not.
You haven't.
I don't even have a map. It's not even my map. I have no map.
great preparation.
No, it goes to where we are, and this is why you should have asked that question first, but that's okay.
Well, I think I know where you are. You were in Wyoming, correct?
Oh, my goodness. You embarrass yourself.
No, I'm kidding. No. I want to see by the end of the trip if I can guess where it is.
You're not going to guess. You're not going to guess.
I'm not going to guess? Well, you're offended, and that's fine. I don't know. I think I would just... If I know it's a loop, I'm just going to keep going left.
Okay. So you're going to say no to technology and take a left. Trust the map.
Yeah. I'm going
to
do it.
Okay. So that's what I wanted to do. But then we had the other guy with All Trails as well. And he's like, it's left. I was like, wait a second.
So one's left, one's right.
Then how? Yeah. I was like, well, then why did the first guy get it wrong? And so he's like, I guess it hadn't updated. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, ooh, like that's. We, it didn't cause us to like, we were about to go the wrong way. It didn't cause any issues, but I was like, dude, you got to really check that. So people that are kind of like following along on the All Trails app, like you got to really make sure you're going the right way, especially.
Does it take a while to update though? Does it take that long to update?
I don't use it. So I think typically it's pretty good, but that like it hasn't guided us wrong before. So that's why that was so shocking.
Interesting.
So there you go. There's my first story. You got one out of me.
I'm going to ask you where you went last. How about that? Just for fun. So I guess my next question is, did anybody forget a major item? Sleeping bag, pillow, sleeping mat out of the car?
I told you that. Like, I gave you an example question before the episode. And I said that nobody has. Why did you ask that question again?
Because you wanted me to keep my list, and that was on my list. Let's ask this because I know I wasn't there, so maybe it didn't happen. But was there?
Wait, you know you weren't there. Well done.
Yeah,
well
thank done. You. Were there any mutinies that you want to talk about? Anybody go against the grain?
No. No mutinies. We had a conversation prior to the trip about changing where we were going, but that was not a mutiny. That was a conversation that everybody agreed to. So no mutinies.
Darn it.
Yeah, you weren't there, so that helped with that.
Yeah, you're welcome. How about a locator beacon? Anybody use a locator beacon? Or have to hit well, I mean, did it
like the red button?
Yeah, did they have to hit any buttons? Was there any like search and rescue? Because it's not abnormal for you to encounter search and rescue. So
it's not abnormal. Nobody had to do that. So good try, but no.
Injuries. What about injuries?
Anybody get injured?
Did your shoulders were okay? Anybody tweak an ankle? How's your foot doing?
Foot was struggling a little bit, especially the terrain. We were hiking over a lot of lava rocks. Ooh. A hint right there. Lava rocks. Yeah.
You were in Hawaii. Nice. Oh, okay.
So yeah, we were hiking over lava rocks and it wasn't like elevation gain so much, but man, that thing takes it out of you for sure. So no injuries.
Okay. This is a pretty exciting trip so far. how about any trip saboteurs? Did anybody bring or anything ridiculous or do anything ridiculous other than the map situation? You know.
So we've talked about rebooting our trip to kind of get rid of the trip saboteuring. And so we did not have any trip saboteurs. So yeah.
So this is exciting. How about any food incidences? Anything with food? Any
food.
Issues?
Okay. I got a food learning experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Food learning experience here. Here we go. And I don't, I mean, you pay attention to your nutrition pretty well on the trail, correct?
I try. Yeah.
Do you pay attention to the difference between like, I'm eating carbs versus fats versus proteins?
A little bit. Not like diligently, though.
Obsessively. Yeah. I'm the same way. So I wasn't really paying attention. And so I kind of ate through a lot of my carbs for the first couple days of the trip. And so I had a lot of the fats and proteins left. And as a result, on the second half of the third day was a pretty big day. I think we did like, I don't know, 11, 12 miles over the lava rocks, a fair bit, like 2,000 to 3,000 feet elevation gain. It was a tough day. And I wasn't in very good shape to boot. And so I wasn't eating carbs. And so second half of the day, my energy level tanked. And so muscles were fine. Breathing was fine. Cardiovascular, all good. But I just was like energy level, just kind of body energy level was collapsing. And so I think one thing I learned from this trip was, to really pay attention to portioning out the carbs. So
right.
That's the only food issue I have.
Portioning at your carbs.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, as long as you made it through, I think maybe you got enough carbs, right? You didn't die or anything.
I made it through, but it was like, you get quiet on the trail. You don't want to talk to anybody. Sometimes you get a little sloppy with your hiking.
Do I?
It's just not good.
Oh, yeah.
When you're crashing, yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I had to give you a trekking pole one time to keep you upright.
Didn't I feel like I've like given you trekking poles just to cross a river? That was true. Like. Toe high.
Yeah. Unrelated to the story, but true.
But yeah, it is true. True facts are always exciting. You mentioned a little tidbit in the beginning of the show about zippers being open with the tent. Do you want to dive into that for us? Is that a third story for us?
It is. Wow. Nice, man.
I put it together.
Okay. I told the story last summer about how I was in Yosemite with Rocky and how we had a snake like slither through our campsite and how I made sure the zippers were, tight together, but then he got up in the middle of the night and then he like didn't close the zippers all the way. So like a snake could have gotten into our tent.
Right.
Remember that story?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I feel like we had some rodent revenge going on here because we had our own tents for this trip and he did it again. He didn't close his tent all the way and he had a mouse get into his tent and crawl all over him.
What?
Yeah. Like in the middle of the night. Yeah, he had to shake a mouse out of his tent.
That is awesome.
And it grossed him out so much that after he got the mouse out, he put hand sanitizer all over his face because the mouse had crawled across his face. Oh,
so nasty.
Rodent revenge. So he's not making that mistake again.
That is amazing. No, I would hope not, but you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Right.
Creatures of habit. All right. There is a fourth story, apparently.
There's one more.
Does it have to do with games? Anything with games or...
Does not have to do with games.
Nothing with games. Okay.
Nope. Our buddy Jared brought a table to play Liar's Dice. That was a big hit for the dice players. So yeah,
that's a great game. Paid for it and wait. Yeah, that's true. Well, let's see. Give me a hint. Give me a hint for this fourth mystery story.
I'll give you a hint. So we recently did an episode with Christine Reed, and we talked about some of the fun, like for me and for you, some of the fun parts about hiking and some of the fun parts about her book.
Mm-hmm.
Were something you experienced on the trail that you have not yet asked about?
Bible study. You did a Bible study on the trail?
You feel like she wrote her book. In her book, there was Bible studies.
No, I'm just trying to parallel to what you would do.
Okay.
Let's see. Hiking solo. You met a solo hiker? Trail names. Trail names. Are you Mr. Unicorn? Names. Are you Mr. Unicorn now?
I'm not Mr. Unicorn.
Okay, I give up. I don't know.
Yeah, our whole trip report episode last year was based upon the concept of the trail encounter.
Trail encounters.
Who you encounter on the trail, right?
Okay.
So this is probably the most shocking thing that happened to me. Like, borderline caused anger. Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, you tell me. You tell me how you'd react to this.
Okay.
So the trail that we went on is known for kind of having sparse water sources. And so we're hiking around this mountain. We're going counterclockwise. And
where are you? Is that the...
Yeah, we're going around a mountain, a big mountain. And so...
Okay.
So we're going around this mountain, sparse water sources, but for the first couple of days, like, it was every couple of miles. I was like, this is plenty. This is fine.
For sure.
But we crossed people that were going the opposite direction. One guy's like, I do this trail 6 or 7 times a year. They had, like, runners out there. They were doing the trail.
Mm-hmm,
he's
mm-hmm.
like, just so you know, such and such creek is your last water source for the loop.
Ooh, okay.
And that creek was where we were planning to camp at day 2, so that meant that day 3 we were going to have... you know, no water basically, right? So we had to load
it
up.
Right.
So we're passing other backpackers, other hikers who are saying essentially the same thing. There is no water beyond that creek.
Right.
One guy said, you know what? If you listen closely, you'll hear some water and you can find some water if you're really paying attention. Would you count on that? Would you count on that water source?
It seems dicey. And as we know, getting, info from people can be sketchy sometimes. Right. So I don't know. I mean,
so yeah. Exactly. So we're like, let's just load up water. So I end up carrying 4 extra pounds of water basically as a result. Okay. So 4 pounds added to my pack. And for the first, 5 miles, like straight up no water, like it was dry. After that, It was like plentiful water. There were waterfalls. There were like multiple waterfalls cascading down over the trail. You had to step over the water. The trickle the guy was talking about was very obvious. It wasn't like a hidden thing. And then there was just like snow melt coming down the mountain that was definitely filterable. I would describe it as like, I think there were 4 to 5 significant sources of water during the day. How does that happen?
Jeez,
how does that happen?
I think he's just not paying attention.
No. It's not he. It's 3 or 4 groups that told us this information.
3 or 4 groups.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. I know. I don't know what to say about that. That's just ridiculous.
Hiking liars, I call them.
Hiking liars. We should do an episode on liars on the trail. Liars on the trail.
I've got a liar episode coming up, actually.
And the rangers they learn from, you know? That's what we should call it.
So, would you be angry? Would that cause anger? Like, as you're walking over the flowing stream that has waterfalls above you and below you?
Of course. And you're carrying all this extra water weight? Yeah, of course. Because water is not enjoyable to carry.
Would you backtrack to reprimand them?
I'd say, a large part of me would want to, but no, I'm not going to. Waste my effort on that. It's so annoying, though.
There was one group. They were friendly. They just gave us bad intel that I thought we had a chance to, catch up to when we circled around, but we didn't catch up to them. So,
jeez. Oh, well.
I was going to do some finger pointing, my friend. Finger pointing.
You can vent it out here on the pod. This is your platform. Good for you. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I still can't figure out, and don't remember where you guys went, so why don't you just tell me and make me look foolish, please. This is your opportunity to dig in.
It's not foolish. This is not foolish. The way that you look foolish is by not asking us how the trip went in the first place. So that's just bad friendship right there.
And I'm a bad friend. And we'll have counseling for that. So tell would you want to go back to this place? Yeah.
Okay. So we plan to do the Timberline Trail, which goes around Mount Hood in Oregon. And week of we went with a couple of local Oregon guys, Craft Room Jason and Craft Jerry. Craft Room
Jason, Jerry. Okay.
They ended up not only like hosting it, but they ended up planning a lot of the trip, or pretty much all the trip. Yeah. Awesome guys to go with. Yep. You've met them. So they just said, look, it's snowed out. Like, people are turning back. The trail conditions are not very good. We should change the trail. So literally the day before the trip, we changed the trail to a trail called the Lewitt Trail, which goes around Mount St. Helens.
Oh, okay.
Lava rocks.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And so, which was a shorter trail, but it was definitely like, I don't know, rated by multiple sites as like strenuous, difficult, whatever you want to say. So that's what we did. Yeah.
Interesting. And it worked out. Everybody had a good time.
Everybody had a great time, man. We just missed you.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Many do.
Do you kind of owe us one? Do you owe us a trip at this point?
I don't, but I still would like to try to go on a trip. It is what it is. And sometimes the availability is not there, but you know, that's why you put on your hiking shoes and do yard work sometimes to make you feel like you're getting close to nature. You know?
I guess I'm trying to get a second trip out of you. So I'm trying to, how do I say, like, I'm pretty confident you'll make next summer's July trip because I'm going to structure it in a way where it'll be pretty flexible. I'm pretty confident.
Correct.
Okay. But yes, can I get another trip out of Derek? Can I get...
I like to take lots of trips, you know? I mean, that's...
How about a winter trip? How about like a January trip?
You want like a cold trip? Ooh.
No. We'll go someplace warm. Okay. Sure. But
okay.
I've got a winter trip in the mix. One of our Patreon supporters is helping me plan like a potential hammock style winter trip in a warmer environment that I haven't done hardly any research. We don't have dates or anything. Is there a chance you would go on that trip?
There's always a chance, Carl. There's always a chance.
That means no. That means no. Let's be honest. Well,
I don't know. I don't know when it is. I don't know how long it is. You want me to just throw? And then if I say like, oh yeah, I'll for sure go. Then you'll be like, well, you said you'd go.
No, I don't want for sure. But if you just said yes, I would feel confident. If you're like, there's always a chance. That doesn't sound confident.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know at this point. Okay. I can guarantee the July trip. So I can do.
Okay. You can't guarantee the July trip because
I'm guaranteeing
you missed
it.
The last. Okay.
Guarantee.
All right. We'll see.
I'm going to guarantee.
We'll see.
I'm going to focus on that trip.
Okay.
That's my goal.
All right. One thing I did bring on this trip, though, which was amazing, is I want to do a quick review of the Hot Shot. I've talked about this before, I think a couple times on the show. Do you know what this is? You know what I'm talking about?
Hot Shot. Remind me. Is it like
it's like a little, like it's stove? A 5-hour energy style drink.
Oh,
it's
that's
meant
right.
For,
that's right.
For muscle right. cramps, and it works for me. But they came out with a new muscle soreness Hot Shot, which you drink before your day. I don't know if you'd want to pack these in, but for day one, you know, people get pretty darn sore. And so I drank it before day one. And man, like I wasn't as sore as I typically am. And I, like I said, I wasn't in very good shape. So I think this actually worked.
What's in it? What's in it though?
Okay. I got it. I'm holding it right now.
Okay.
Filtered water, organic cane sugar, of course, organic lime concentrate, sea salt.
Sounds like a margarita so far.
I know it does. It's got some, I wish I had a magnifying glass. I'm an old man. It has like some chili powder stuff or something really spicy. It's like a spicy drink.
Okay.
That I don't know, but it's the, yeah, it's whatever combination of these things.
So sugar, salt, lime, and chilies helps you not feel.
Some sort of cassia oil, I think it is. It's hard to read.
Right.
So I'm actually going to give this a 5 out of 5 rating for muscle soreness. Oh. And you're supposed to drink it like 15 minutes before you start exercising. So legit.
Okay.
Legit.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm proud that you were able to de-sore your muscles. So that's, I know how that's a big issue for you. You know, you're getting older now.
Shoulders.
Oh, here you go. Here's all the ingredients right here. You got organic cane sugar, lime juice, gum arabic, sea salt, pectin, organic cassia oil, natural flavor is an ingredient, organic capsicum.
Yep, that's the spicy stuff, yeah.
Okay, moringa. I can't even say the next word. Oh, wow, we got some more. I don't even know. Parfivlora and punica gratanum, granatum, peel extract. So a lot of extracts and natural flavors. But apparently this is getting the job done.
Yeah.
Gluten-free. Yeah. Vegan?
There you go.
There you go.
All right, my friends, my trivia.
Giddy up.
Coming up right after this.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com. MidwayUSA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping, MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
All right, it's time for Rare Gear Trivia. Rare Gear makes travel and backpacking oriented fishing gear. Their fly rod travels rigged and ready to cast in just 30 seconds. And at just 17 inches in length, when stored, it fits anywhere. Check it out at RareGear.com.
All right, my friends. So I've got liar trivia inspired by the Hiking Liars. So
nice. Okay.
If you fail on the next trip, you've got to stand outside a ranger station and tell three people not to believe anything they're about to tell you.
Wow.
As they enter.
Wow. I will get blacklisted so fast. I don't want to be a Carl.
All you gotta do is just pass. Just pass. Okay. I've structured this a little bit differently. I just have a list of six statements. Okay.
Six.
Tell me which one is a lie, but you can only hear one at a time. There's six total statements, but three of them are lies.
So
all right?
not like your typical ABC multiple choice. This is
right.
Six. We're doing ABCDEFG.
Yeah, six, but I'm doing one at a time, and three of them are lies. And so you miss three, you're out. Okay, so strike three, you're out.
I'll just say liar, true.
Just you say that's a lie, right. That's okay. True, yeah.
All right.
So yeah, it's kind of, like I said, structured differently, but I think you're up for this. So here we go. First one, Mount Rainier is in Mount Rainier National Park.
Is this a true statement somebody said?
You want me to rehash the instructions again?
I'm just replaying my mind to try to think of...
Am I lying or is this the truth?
I'm going to say truth.
Okay. Yeah. So far, so good. Good job. That's correct.
Okay.
All right. Peak Refuel makes a new meal just recent release called Human Trail Cud, a.k.a. Morning Oatmeal.
Oh, gosh. False.
Let's go back to the directions. So it's either a lie.
Not true. Okay. Not true. Not true. Not
okay.
True.
So it's, again, either a false. Lie.
Not true.
Say the lie. Word lie. Say the word. Just say it.
Why do I have to say the word lie?
That's the rules. Not true. That's the rules.
You're making up rules as you go. No, I'm not. All right. Lie. It's a lie.
It's a lie. I just made that up. That's correct. Yeah. I lied about human. Who's going to buy human trail cud? That's disgusting.
I mean, people might.
Okay. I don't think so. All right. Big Agnes is a brand named after the founder's grandmother, who was an intimidating woman.
I'm going to say lie.
Okay. Big Agnes is the name of a mountain in Colorado. So
that's funny.
All right. You're 100%, man. Okay.
Chast already.
No, because you could miss the next three and still fail.
Oh, I guess.
All right. Georgia hosted the Olympics in the 1900s.
The 1900s? Atlanta? I think, yeah. Atlanta, Georgia did do it in the 19-something. Was it 1996? I'm gonna say true.
Yeah, well done. I thought I was going to trick you by not saying Atlanta, but by saying Georgia, so good job.
Was it 90? You don't know what year it was, though.
96, yeah.
I was right.
Yeah, okay. That was like the bomber, the guy got... False EQs.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. I think the Braves won the World Series that year. I don't know. Maybe.
Okay. On or near the Olympic Peninsula lives a man named Shuttle Driver Bill.
True? True.
Correct. Dude, you're killing this, man. You're killing this. Okay. The last one, the Canadian province Edmonton has the best license plate in Carl's opinion.
And you're not going to tell me what the license plate is? I'm supposed to remember this from the I guess true. We'll say true.
True. Okay. All right. True. There's no province named Edmonton, my friend. So you got the last one wrong.
There's a city.
Alberta. Right. Alberta. City. Yeah.
Trick question. Yeah. Okay.
And actually, British Columbia had the best license plate.
I did see your pictures up there. That trip looked gorgeous. Yeah. I saw your little family photo. You guys said you had a good time. Great time.
To the point where I think I'm sliding the Canada trip for the July trip ahead of the Alaska trip.
Really? You liked it? That? I mean, Pastel Blue Lakes. Were you near? I can't remember. Were you near Banff? You said or no? Or Banff? No.
Yeah. Banff. Yeah. Yeah. Went in Banff. Yeah.
And yeah. I've always wanted to go there. I will say.
I'll just tell you real quick. Like, so we got. I was kind of last minute in getting backpacking permits there, so I got like. There's only a couple available, and so I chose one that was like this. I don't know. Just wasn't very popular. They have backcountry campsites, and it wasn't even filled up when we went.
Really?
So. We just did an overnighter with the family. Yeah. And so I was like, okay, I'm getting the leftovers, right? So we go and we hike up. And it was a hard hike. It was like 2,000 plus feet of gain. So hard for the kids, like, you know, in 2 miles or 2.5 miles. Mm-hmm. And we crest over and we come to this valley where the backcountry campsite is. And it was like 360 degree epic views with an awesome flowing stream going right through the middle. And I was like,
what?
This is the leftovers? Like, this is the leftovers.
Jeez.
And so it was probably like a top three campsite ever.
Wow.
And it was a leftover spot. So
that's rough.
Yeah. We're going there, my friend.
I'm in. That sounds lovely.
Okay. See, you said you're in. I haven't given you dates or anything. And now you're saying you're in. We'll just do it
for the July trip. Let's go to Canada. Okay. That'll be great.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sure. So I got one tidbit. It's a story I forgot to tell on a previous episode where you were asking about like forgetting gear and gear mistakes from my June trip. Do you remember that?
Okay. Yeah.
And you're like, did you forget your sleeping pad? And I was like, no, worse. And you're like, worse. And then I said, I'll tell you later, but then I never circled back to that. Do you remember that story?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. What did you forget? What happened?
Okay. So I was packing for two families and then two straggler kids that kind of joined our group. And, so I was just like going through the gear list, giving people the gear, assuming that they were going to put that gear into their backpack. And, one person did not put their water bottle into their pack. Okay.
Oh boy. Okay.
The other two that did, the other two members of my family that did not fill their water bottle. I was the only one with a water bottle that had water in it to start the backpacking trip.
Wow.
How ridiculous is that?
That is, that's lovely. That's lovely. So what did you do? What happened?
So I ended up giving my water bottle to one of my kids who didn't have a water bottle. And I ended up sharing a water bottle with my wife after we, you know, had to filter early on in the trip. And then, yeah, so I ended up basically dehydrated by the end of the trip.
Sounds lovely. Because
sharing water bottle, not a good strategy. That's not shared group gear. So
note to self, bring extra empty water bottles no matter what. Is that
filled water bottles.
Maybe next time bring like a Ziploc bag and then that way you can at least like drink out of a bag if you have to. If something. You know? There you go.
I'm sure I had something like that. So that's actually not a bad idea.
Problem solved.
How are you gonna carry that around with you? Like you have a Ziploc bag and you're hiking with it. Where do you put that?
Pocket? I don't know. I mean, you have like the little, you wear shorts, so I don't know if that would work for you. I don't know. I mean.
Because shorts don't have pockets?
Put it under your hat, hanging off your hat. Wear it on your chest clip there. Here you go. Maybe you could attach it to an aqua clip. I mean, who knows?
Derek, at the beginning of this episode, you asked me to rate the backpacking trip on a scale of 1 to 10.
You gave me an 8.
I would like you to rate this conversation on a scale of 1 to 10. We had to have a conversation about a trip that you weren't there. You had to be the interviewer. Mm. How'd it go from
12.
You?
12.
Whoa.
12. Whoa.
Okay.
I mean, come on.
Okay. You did a good job, man.
Obviously, you're the more seasoned interviewer. You get enjoyment out of it. I enjoy interviewing you for sure. I don't know how much you know, it's not really my forte, but I think I can hold my own. So
you did a good job, but let's not do this again. Let's just have you on the trip.
I like that you had to grade it, as you do with everything else. And
I had you grade it, my friend.
Yeah, come but on. You like to put me in that boat of grading. You know, it's your thing. It's I think that you You have to do that. Maybe it's the teacher.
If you want me to grade you, I'll grade you. If you want me to grade your interview skills, I'll grade you.
I don't want to be graded. I just want to do it and enjoy it and be done with it. You know what I mean? I finished school. I'm done. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
there's more that happened, of course, and we'll share more about that later.
Right.
You didn't ask about the tent issues that I had with the wind that I revealed in the previous episode. We'll get to that later, though. But
I thought we were okay. There was the tent with the zipper, but there's another tent issue with the wind from the
inability to set up a tent.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That, my friend, is all I got.
That's all I got. Check out BackpackingBlisters.com. Check out the Patreon at Backpacking Blisters Podcast. And also on Patreon this week, we have the Villain Jesse episode. Check it out. It's a doozy. And we will see you next time. Remember, guys, if you want to prevent injury like Carl did by quitting basketball, he simply had to do it because he couldn't tie his shoes or dribble. You know, you can take a lesson. He has that on the Patreon episode as well. Thanks. Yeah, so I was just remembering a story. This kind of reminded me. I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but if you want to be safe on the trail, we're talking about safety and all these other things. Carl, if you want to be safe on a trip with Carl, there's really one thing you need to do, and you really just need to pick a time to filter at least like half of a bottle of his, a minimum half of a bottle, or he's gonna like throw a tantrum and start throwing rocks or fish or salmon and put it in your bag or something. Like he'll just go off the rails. So know who you're hiking with and then you'll know how to be safe.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.